now it looks like you will be getting at this point.
Hey, it's part of it. You know, the one thing I can control is, you know, how I perform. And again, I'll be the first one to tell you it wasn't, you know, the quality year that I wanted. You know, like I said, you learn from the past and you try to move forward, and that's where my mind goes right now.
So next year would be a pretty big year for you.
We'll see.
I mean, just big as far as important.
Well, it's always important, man. Regardless of, you know, it's important.
Just the change is inevitable, but more so with tweaking usually when a team does not make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
How concerned are you about that with this roster?
I'm not at all, actually. You know, one thing about, if you look at teams, and I said this to somebody yesterday, you look at teams that have been consistently good, and you can look at the Patriots, the Steelers, ourselves, the 49ers of late, and, you know, a lot of other teams I can throw in that mix. But if you look at them, it starts with ownership. It starts with the leaders up top. And you rarely see any knee-jerk decisions over you know, something like this. The one thing I understand is that we've been a hell of a football team for the last 5 years. I mean, how many teams can say that, you know, in 8 years I've been in this league, I haven't had a losing season. And, you know, obviously this year is a disappointing year, and everybody's looking at, well, we need changes, we need this, we need that. I mean, it was a disappointing year the year before we won the Super Bowl. So, you know, I don't believe in the fact of just up and changing things over. It's a lot of quality on this football team. I'm sure a lot of other teams wish they had. And, you know, I still believe in this team. I believe our ownership and our coaches and Jerry Reese and his staff still believe in this team. But like I said, you know, us as players, we can control what we control. We don't know what they're thinking up there. We'll see. Time will tell.
Is it strange that you guys are all or nothing? I mean, it seems like you win the Super Bowl or you don't make the playoffs.
How would you want it? We can make the playoffs every year and not win a Super Bowl. I think I'll take two Super Bowls in 5 years over five playoff bursts and no Super Bowls.
But does that attitude, you know, this will be three out of the last 4 years if you did not make the playoffs, which is not a great run.
Nah, it ain't.
Of course, you know, then, oh, let's not forget you won the Super Bowl last year. So, I mean, what is the... How do you, is there almost a feeling that, well, as long as we win it every few years, we can afford these seasons?
Well, absolutely. I told you a while ago, anytime we don't win the Super Bowl, it's a disappointing year. So this is a disappointing year. So was the year before we won the Super Bowl. But, you know, the thing I understand is you play the game to win the Super Bowl. You don't play the game to get playoff first. And, yes, we would love to be in the playoffs. Don't get me wrong. But that's not the end goal. I think I would rather not make the playoffs than make it to the Super Bowl finals and lose it. I really do believe that. I haven't had the opportunity to judge the two, but, you know, I've talked to people that have played deep in the playoffs and never won Super Bowls, and they say they'll trade with me any day. So that's where, you know, you gotta stay positive, because obviously this whole offseason everybody's going to try to knock you down and tell you that, you know, you're in the same boat as teams that won two games. We're not. We're not. And, you know, like I told y'all, we still have a very quality football team, a team that, you know, I feel very confident in the fact that if we would have gotten the playoffs, we could have made a run. You know, it's funny because last year we got on that run in those six games and we started playing well. It seems to me that we kind of, I don't know, it's only one game, but playing that well against a Division IV at home, you know, it seemed like we started a little too late. And, you know, hopefully that'll be something we can build on going in this offseason and making it into, you know, a great 2013.